Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. A Commerce Department report being released today is expected to show that the U.S. economy grew at a record pace in the last 3 months. But NPR's Scott Horsley reports that it will not repair all of the damage that was done by the coronavirus pandemic earlier this year.
The U.S. economy rebounded sharply in July, August, and September after a record downturn in the previous quarter. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow promoted the forthcoming report on CNBC as a sign the U.S. is digging its way out of the hole dug by the pandemic as quickly as it fell in.
You know my view that this is a strong V-shaped recovery. The third quarter is going to be a very positive quarter, no question about that.
But even after a summer of record growth, the economy will be smaller than it was before the pandemic. Growth has already begun to slow as winter approaches, along with a fresh spike in coronavirus infections. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Trump administration is lifting protections for nearly 9.4 million acres of land in Tongass National Forest. Eric Stone reports from Alaska's Energy Desk in Ketchikan.
The Clinton-era roadless rule restricts road building and development on federal lands. Mining consultant Frank Bergstrom says the Trump administration's move to lift that in the Tongass Forest could help boost the economy.
Our timber industry is tiny compared to what it used to be. Hopefully we can have some element of it survive.
But Meredith Trainer with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council says development would hurt the region's current economic drivers, fishing and tourism.
It's simply the wrong move for this region.
She says the group is considering a lawsuit. A future administration or Congress could reverse the decision. For NPR News, I'm Eric Stone in Ketchikan, Alaska.
President Trump courted Latino voters while rallying yesterday near Phoenix. Trump predicted that he'll receive overwhelming support from those voters.
Over the last 4 years, I've been delivering for Hispanic Americans like never before. And Hispanic American unemployment reached an all-time low prior to the pandemic.
Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden gave a speech in Delaware Wednesday while his running mate addressed a campaign event in Phoenix. Senator Kamala Harris again criticized the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus.
They did not tell the American people. Instead, the president of the United States said it was a hoax. And then most recently, just in the last couple of days, had the gall to say we're rounding the corner on it.
Harris calls the pandemic the worst mass casualty event facing the U.S. since World War II. U.S. futures are higher in pre-market trading. Dow futures are up nearly 300 points after tumbling more than 900 points yesterday. This is NPR. Federal agencies say that cyber criminals are unleashing a major ransomware assault against the U.S. healthcare system. At least five hospitals reportedly were attacked this week. Experts at the cybersecurity firm FireEye say the attacks were carried out by criminals in Eastern Europe. France is going into a month-long lockdown. Everyone has to stay at home, no going out except to the grocery store. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that President Emmanuel Macron says it is the only way to slow the mass second wave of the virus hitting France and all of Europe.
C'est ce que nous avons fait depuis le mois d'août. Avons-nous tout bien fait?
Macron said the second wave is more lethal than the first, and no one in Europe saw it coming. Whatever we do, he said, we'll have 9,000 people in ICU by mid-November. The French president said France had to act decisively so as not to put healthcare workers in a position to have to choose who will live and who will die. Starting Friday, he said, we will go into the confinement that will stop the virus. Macron said there would be three differences from last spring based on lessons learned. Schools will remain open, work will continue, and people will be able to visit their elderly family members in nursing homes. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel is imposing a lockdown on bars, restaurants, and other public gatherings beginning Monday and through November because of a surge in new coronavirus cases in that country. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.